do this. I just hit I hit record because I don't care. And even though there's a song in the background, which I'll stop, I'm kind of hoping that some censor will pick up on it and they'll call Courtney Love and they'll say, hey, someone's ripping off your song. And then she'll call us up and say, what the fuck, dude? And then I'll get to meet her because I've always wanted to meet her, but I'm going to stop it now and we're going to do a sound test. Wait a minute. Where's the stop? Okay, there it is. Sorry, I've been drinking a lot of wine. Joe, can you give me a little sound test? Make sure your mic's coming through all right.
Sure.
That's perfect. Yeah, you are. Let me actually look at it. Yeah, you're looking really good. Do we want to... Yeah, Deej, you're on the same mic, but we might as well. Can you just say something so I can see if you're spiking or flatting?
Howdy!
Yep, that was good. All right, let me see. When it's cold outside, she don't wear no coat. She says her daddy's arms keep her warm. Yeah, well, let's not do that anymore. That's loud. Go, Joe.
Welcome, everybody. You're about to hear the sound of music, or at least the sound of three idiots talking about music. This is JBC. My name is Joe Neal. This is my brother from another mother but the same grandmother, Jason Mark. With us, we have one of our friends, but I'll introduce him here in a little bit. God damn it, it's the sound of Just Be Cousins.
You know what I like about you, Joe? You take your time. I bet your wife is a happy, happy woman. You take your time.
I have to pause a lot
sometimes. Yeah, I like the pauses. So welcome to, as Joe said, yet another music episode. And we've said this before, a lot of our episodes end up being about music because we both love music so much. But we're going to talk about officially today. Official.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about music that we like. And, you know, there's other fun stuff that we have in store. But the last couple of music episodes, we talked about, I think, exclusively mumble rap, which is I'd rather listen to a dog take a shit than mumble rap. Mm-hmm. And we devoted two whole shows to it. So now we need to shift gears on this music episode and speak about music that we enjoy. Yeah. At least that's our intent, correct?
Yeah, that's our intent. And I want to ask a personal question, and I'd love for our guests to chime in on this as well, because I'm...
9 inches.
Really? Wow. Okay. That's how far you can take it up your ass. That's great.
I jumped the gun. What's your personal question?
So, why don't you introduce our esteemed guest, and then I'll jump into the
first question. I would love to. So, I've got a guest tonight that I've been wanting on the show for quite some time. His name is David James, also known as DJ, and most well known as Handsome Deej.
Oh, that's very kind of you, like Joe. That. Thank you very much. Hi, Jason.
Hello, hello. Hey, first question. This is actually a pre-question. Your name is David James. Isn't that like, that's like a Jewish name and then a Latin name. So what's going on there? Why are you conflicted?
They're both biblical names.
Yeah, they're both biblical, but different sides of the Bible. Like one's early Bible, one's late Bible. I'm just...
Well, you'd have to ask my father, and he passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm obviously being silly.
Well, you know, I think it's cool. He fits right in because all three of us have, well, we have a total of 6 first names.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah.
David, James, Jason, Mark, Joe, Neil. But
I never thought about that. And, Neil's kind of weird, but whatever.
And David James, DJ, you are alleged to be very, 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 very knowledgeable about music. Is it because you are a DJ? Is that like a thing?
A thing is a thing. Yeah, I was a college radio DJ for a short while. I don't propose that I'm any sort of expert, but I did have one of those awesome moments in time where I worked at a record store and was a college radio DJ. That was pretty awesome, and it was around the time of the early 90s, which arguably you could go back to the 70s or 60s, and maybe that was a better time. I don't know. But no, it was pretty cool. Yes, I was a DJ.
You were there.
Long answer.
No, it's good. I like that because that was around the time CDs started to really hit, and therefore you could have more in a store than you used to, right? You remember back in the day, Joe, DJ, when all you could have in your store were those great big fucking cylinders, and you'd have to like mount it onto a thing, and then you would turn the crank, right? And then CDs came out, and it's like, wow, we could have thousands of artists in here, and it just went boom.
Yep. And now songs just exist in around us in the ether.
Yes.
So we can pull them out of the sky with a fucking robot.
They're all in the cloud, my friend.
I like it. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. I like it because you know what? It gives you the chance to hear things that you never thought you would hear, like mumble rap or a doc. I'm going down the negative route. Sorry. Here's my question. I want you guys to talk about this at length. I want you to talk about this for the whole hour. No, I'm kidding. Why is it when you ask somebody that you've just met or don't know very well, when you ask them what kinds of music do you like, why is that such an intimate, somewhat potentially embarrassing question?
Well, I think it is for some people, but you notice a lot of people will answer with, "Oh, I like everything."
Yeah, that's a
lame
answer.
And they say that. In fact, I think I've probably come close to answering at least something like that, where it's like, "Oh, I've got this huge range of musical taste." But you're right. I mean, the fact is, it is an intimate question.
It is an intimate question, and the crazy thing is I don't know. I'm going to say, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm a fan of every Nice Exhale.
Yeah, yeah.
Way, thank you.
He's mesmerized by my smoking right now.
People ask me that question, which I think is kind of an odd question because just with my background, I mean, that could take a day to talk about. Like, seriously, sure. 24 hours to talk about what I'm listening to or what I'm into. The reality is when someone says, "What are you into?" I'm like, I don't know. I kind of like a little bit of everything. And it sounds cliche, but it's like that's a weird question to open with. And I don't ever ask that question because to me that is an organic thing that comes out just in a conversation with just a simple, "Hi, how the fuck are you?"
Sure, okay.
Well, you know, when you're getting to know people, that ends up being a topic of conversation. You got to learn. If you're going to be friends with somebody, you end up knowing what they like.
Yeah, I agree.
But you know what? Depending on what you like, people can judge you pretty harshly. Right. I have been judged recently for liking Radiohead. Apparently, that's too cool, and I'm an asshole.
Is that pre-Kid A or post-Kid A?
Oh, God.
Right. That's really silly. So, and the other side, like, you know, I like Katy Perry. Have people judged me for that? I have no idea because I don't fucking care. The reality is,
you
get to know somebody. If you're hanging out someplace, you're in a restaurant, you're in a bar, or hopefully you're not in a restaurant, and this sort of happens, but you start kind of grooving on something, you're kind of bobbing your head, and you're, I don't know, you're doing that weird little old man, because I'm old, you know, you do a little old shoulder shrug to something you really dig, you know, like Brass in Pocket by the Pretenders. Ooh. Someone else you see doing that too, you're going, "Hey, maybe we should talk a little bit about music.
How about them Pretenders? How about that Chrissy Hynde?"
Yeah.
Is that right? Chrissy Hynde?
Chrissy Hynde is correct. Yeah.
So I'm going to counterpoint.
Jason, do you ever get judged harshly for the music that you like?
I don't know, because I usually just – I can't read people. I'm borderline autistic.
Tell us how you feel about Katy Perry, man.
I think she's hot. Her music is take it or leave it, but I think she's hot. I'm going to just argue a little bit, and maybe I don't want this to turn into the psychology or sociology episode, but when I say to somebody, "Hey, you know, you seem like a cool X person." I don't know why I said X. I was going to say, "You seem like a cool XYZ," and then I switched to person.
X person.
You're an X person.
Well, who are you talking about, Jason?
I'm talking about David Duchovny. I don't know why I said that. Listen, sometimes when I'm talking to somebody and I say, "Hey, what kind of music are you into?" And if they say, this is the argument where they say, "Oh, I like all kinds." To me, that says, "Oh, so you don't like music as much as I do." Because if you liked music, you would immediately say, "Oh, okay, lately?" And then you would just start barfing out what you've been listening to. But if you don't want to get to know me or you're shy or whatever, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt if I say, "Hey, what kind of music do you like?" And you say, "Oh, you know, I like this and that." That's fine. But what I'm asking the question, what I'm trying to do is determine, is music going to be a thing that you and I click on? And if it's not, that's okay. We can click on lots of other things. It's totally fine. We click on books, movies, Katy Perry, whatever, right?
But if you just made me realize that when this includes me, when somebody responds with, oh, I listen to all sorts of stuff, it's almost like the subtitles could read, fuck off, or yeah, I don't really want to talk with you about important things, or like, I don't want to talk about music right now.
Or I'm busy, I'm giving you the brush, fuck off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or what they could be saying is, put on anything, I don't really pay attention, I have no soul. And I think that's the majority of the time. Because there are people who are like that, right? Like, I love music. I love it so much that there's some music I absolutely hate. I love music so much that there's some things that I have to have in every song or I can't listen to it. That's how much I love music. I love music the way the Marquis de Sade loved fucking. He loved it so much he was willing to hurt people and hurt himself.
Well, the other side of this is we could actually flip it to a more optimistic point. And they could be saying, you know, then someone says, oh, well, I kind of like a little everything. You say, okay, well, I really like Porno for Pyros. Have you heard the song Pets? And then they might just say, let's go home.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen. I do think, though, that for some people, and it's true for me, too.
I meant to your place.
Yeah, to my place. Yeah. I'm just saying that I'm...
Jesus Christ. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I don't know if you knew this, DJ, but that's Jason and I's last name is Christ.
Yeah, we just don't say it a lot.
I didn't know that, and I apologize.
That's okay. We get that a lot.
It's a learning curve.
Speaking of Jesus Christ, though, I do know that like I will sometimes feel reluctant to say, I really like Tool, or I like Desert Rock, or I like...
he does. He loves Desert Rock.
Desert Rock.
Yeah.
You know what he's
like,
talking about,
is that like
right?
Tame Impala?
No, that's and, like...
That's like Australian and psychedelic rock.
No, it's like... It's like
tell us about Desert Rock.
Please tell me.
You know, it's like Cayuse was supposed to be like the progenitor of it, and then from there, that guy who was in Queens of the Stone Age sort of kept it going, and now it's all over the place. But yeah, it's a long instrumental...
Talking about Josh Hunt.
Yeah.
Cayuse. I've never heard it pronounced Cayuse.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Cayuse. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah, here's Queens the thing. Of the Stone Age is what they evolved into, basically, right?
Right, right.
Kind of.
And then Tool, that's stoner rock, dude.
Tool isn't...
Well, Tool is Tool.
Right? Tool's awesome, in my opinion. I think you guys talked about this earlier. I don't know that everybody's on board with Tool.
Oh, we are big Tool fans.
And A Perfect Circle, which I think is a better band, frankly.
Okay. Now this is... Oh,
did I just cross a line?
No, you're fine. I think people should be telling their opinion. And furthermore, and we can talk about this a little bit, what I would love to convey in these conversations with people about the music they like is that I want to see if we connect, but if you like polka music, if you like that really shitty country, that really, really shitty country music that they are playing right now, that's fine. I'll buy you an album. I think that's great. If you're into it, that's freaking awesome. But if you can't tell the difference between Garth Brooks's alternative album and, you know, like, I don't know, Queensryche...
What was that?
Garth Brooks' alternative album. What a weird fucking mess that was.
Versus Epic by Faith No More.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you can't tell those apart, that's fine. Shopping for you is going to be a hell of a lot easier. But we're probably not going to have much of a conversation, so let's move on to something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm answering my own question. That's why it's an intimate...
Well, that's when you move one bar stool over.
Yeah. No. Like I said, I don't judge. Like, and I don't judge the people who just aren't into music. It's fine. It's like my wife, for example, who I love absolutely. She can go days without listening to music, right? Which to me is just so weird. But it's cool. She's got other qualities. But there
if Allison listens to music, what would she listen to? What does she tolerate? I mean, do you have any sense of her taste?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she likes stuff like the Weepies. You heard of them? The Weepies?
No, never heard of that.
How about Postal...
Are they like the Wiggles?
No, not even close. How about Postal Service? Remember them?
Yeah.
I think Modest Mouse.
I like Death Cab, too.
Yeah, Death Cab and Modest Mouse are on the same kind of field there.
Maybe.
And she, I think a lot of people end up just sort of being stuck in, I don't mean this in a bad way, but they end up being, their favorite kind of music is the music that was popular when they were in high school, you know, whatever that was.
Well, that's sort of a duh thing, because yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to shut up right there. I'm going to let Jess speak.
No.
I mean, well, we've talked about it many times.
And here's the problem for me is I was in high school. Times
it gets encoded. Like when you're 14 or 15, you hear music and it fucking burns into your psyche and like, and it will be nostalgic forever. But, and to some degree, you will consider it some of the best music you've ever heard.
Right.
But why is that? Is that because of a dance? Is that because you got your dick stuck between a vagina and the couch and you thought you were in her?
Yeah.
Or is it because of a car ride?
That's all of those
things. Those are all pleasant memories that can be associated with music. But I think it's just look, man, I'm just a Taco Bell manager, but I think it has something to do with the development of the brain. Emotions are running high when you're 15 years old, and I feel lucky because it was the early 90s when I was about 15. And
you are lucky.
Does that mean that really is some of the best music ever made, or was it just because I'm fucking 15 when I'm listening to
it? Well, that exactly. I mean, it's all perspective and it's all history, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. When I was that age, it was the early 80s, which in my opinion was the era of some of the shittiest music ever made on a popular level. Now there's some really good ones in there. And there's some gems. There's some diamonds in the rough. But in as much as it is the case that stuff
diamonds
gets imprinted.
Diamonds in the Rough, isn't that a Rihanna song?
I hope so.
Oh, I guess she's called Diamonds or something.
Something like that. Well, I'd like to put my diamond in her rough. I don't know what that means.
Well, she is the richest
she's the highest paid female singer.
Artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to ask you, when it comes to the early 80s, you have said that before. Maybe this whole theory doesn't apply to you, but you consider early 80s filled with so much crap.
Yeah.
What burnt into your psyche in the early 80s? Was there anything you were listening to? Maybe it was from a different era, but come on. What from your teenage years, what burnt into your
soul? I'm betting We Built This City by Starship.
Okay, so I was going to quote that song today as one of the highlights of the lowness of that era. I mean,
thank you. Because if you like that song, this fucking show is over.
Well, and that simply means we're all on the same page here, guys.
Yeah. Yes, we can all. I would say that's one of the shittiest songs ever. And Grace Slick is in it, which makes it it's doubly insulting. Yeah, fucked up. And look at it. Look at what she looks like. Watch that video.
Oh, that booty is.
Looks like her heart is about to explode out of her chest from too much cocaine. And you can tell by the way she's dressed and her hair that there's too much cocaine.
It's a giant fuck you. And she's still alive, by the way, guys. I think she just turned 80 or something.
Really?
Yeah, she had to. She got off the cocaine. Well, if she kept going at that
more
rate.
More power to her. When I was.
She
got off that city.
I don't even know what city she's talking about. When I was that age, I was a total nerd. And I rebelled in very stupid ways. I was listening to a lot of classical music at the time. And so that's kind of where – that's how I kind of got over or got through the early and mid-80s was I was listening to classical music. And I remember when MTV happened and how it just said, hey, let's shove this shit down your throats. And people just ate it up, you know. And there were some good stuff in there. And I find myself bizarrely drawn to it, as Joe can attest, because I will – before the show, I'll be putting on these crappy songs from the 80s that I remember, like, just, hey, remember this one? You know, like, what's that one I put on the other? Take These Broken Wings. Who is that? Mr. Twisted
Mr.
Sister.
Mr.
Mr.
Take these broken wings.
Yeah, there you go.
Learn to fly again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so
just,
free.
Something yeah, like watch that video. That'll turn your spine.
I hope that's not going to reproduce well, is it?
No, it is. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so, no, seriously, MTV came out at a time when everybody was super hungry for it.
Yeah. No, and I think it was a revolution, and I think their long-lasting influence is overall one that I guess I appreciate, or at least I recognize its forcefulness. A lot of one-hit wonders in the 80s, a lot of just weird stuff that it's okay if artists want to be weird and novel, but if they need to do it for the sake of exploration, not for just to be weird, you know.
All right, yeah, I'm with you. But let me ask you this, Jay. I'm asking this a little quick trivia question, right?
Oh, here we go.
Do you guys know the first song, the first video played on MTV when it aired?
Yes,
that is the Buggles.
Yes,
video killed the radio star.
That is correct. Yeah. It sucks. It's a shitty fucking song. They shouldn't have done it.
I like it.
I wish it would have opened with like some Duran Duran or Ramones would have been cool. I mean,
the Police had some good shit going on right around then, maybe a little bit later. I don't know.
No, the Police had. The police was doing.
They made good videos too.
The very first video I ever saw. Do you remember the first video you saw? The very first video I ever saw was "This Is Planet Earth" by Duran Duran.
I love that song.
Really?
That song is so.
My first video was probably "Hungry Like a Wolf."
Really? Wow, you got a late start there.
Mine was, I think, the first video that I recall like really making an imprint on my psyche was Ministry. Back before Ministry became Al Jorgensen's shit show, freaking crazy industrial complex, was them coming out of Chicago. First album, like with Sympathy, it was like Effigy, and it was super. Like he had faked a an English accent and sang it all right.
He was like new wave.
Yeah,
it
was totally new wave.
Did he have early videos on MTV?
Yeah, no. I think it was called Effigy. You can find it. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Effigy.
Whenever I think of Ministry, it's tough to think new wave. I always just think like thieves,
right?
Liars, thieves and liars.
Yeah. So,
there's going to be plenty of really good singing in this episode.
I hope so. So we talked about how music is or isn't intimate, and how you do and don't judge it, and blah blah blah. We should move on to talking about today's music. You earlier, Deej, said that you're old. Joe's old. I'm very old.
We're all within oldness ranges.
Yeah.
We might be in the same generation.
We are certainly within a 10-year ultimate range.
Yeah, I think so.
And so have you found yourselves doing the old man thing where you're like listening to today's music and thinking, Jesus Christ, this is crap? Do you find yourself doing that?
Yep. Look, I feel how I feel about mumble rap.
Right.
It's a very bizarre thing. You know, when somebody's like, Tony Montana, Tony Montana, Tony Montana, Tony Montana.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, that can't just be the chorus, right? And then I look up the lyrics, and the lyrics are Tony Montana written over and over again.
Yeah. You should see the waveform.
I don't fucking get it. By the way, that's today's music. I think that's a song by Future, ironically, that was recorded in like 2011, which is 8 years ago. I'm old.
It's not Rice Cop.
No, it's not Royce Cop.
Royce Cop. I did it wrong. Right.
Hey.
So, yeah, no, but it's like, yep. Nope. Yep. No,
that's mumble rap.
That is not acceptable, but far be it for me to judge.
Yeah.
If the kids are loving it, let the kids love it. I don't have kids. Fuck kids, whatever.
So here's the thing, though.
Your kid, Jason, of course.
We want to take this in a positive way. So in as much as I do think that there's a lot of crap out there, I also recognize that when you're in the middle of a new music phenomena, that you're in the middle of everything, and it's only the good stuff that stands the test of time, so you have to give it a chance, right? So is there anything that's going on nowadays that you guys are like, no, okay, that's good, I like that, even though it was made by somebody who's old enough to be my grandchild?
Yes, actually.
So is there anything going on these days you'd like?
Yeah, I like this band called Alt-J. I think they're still around.
Yeah, Alt-J is pretty great.
And they're really cool. I mean, maybe we can play a clip or something later.
JB's hanging in the background as support for us, and I've seen it. We're kind of a thing.
A big,
We've seen them. Have we seen them twice? We saw them once.
DJ's
I'm a big fan.
Significant other, JB, is just sitting in the garage back here staring at the water heater.
Yeah.
But I guess you guys have gone to see Alt-J. They have a lot of really cool shit.
They're cool, weird,
and it's entertaining.
They're good.
This is a very interesting video. It's a bunch of young people, and they're imitating that painting with all the old Greek dudes. You know that painting? Anyway,
are you talking about the velvet painting with all the dogs playing poker?
No, not that one. I'll look it up. I can't remember who did it, but
is it a Velvet Elvis?
It's not a Velvet Elvis.
Can you play me a clip from a song? I think it's called Pleasure or something like that.
By Alt J.
Pleasure.
Okay, Pleasure. This is Pleasure by Alt J. Okay, That dude looks.
And you guys might know. Well, I've talked to you about this, Jason. I like to listen to music in different languages.
Okay.
I don't really care if I understand lyrics at all sometimes, and then I prefer instrumentals sometimes. But like music in different languages is satisfying for me. Alt J is kind of like that because they are so weird that I don't know what the fuck they're saying. And again, I don't care.
So is this the song you're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm swirling my head in this right now because it's awesome.
It's two guys playing basketball. One dude's about to dunk, and he's got fake legs. Whoa, that's inspiring. All right, that's all Jay. All right. So that song is very mellow, right? Is Alt-J a mellower band?
They have all sorts of weird shit, right?
I don't think they're mellow. I mean, their stuff can get mellow, I think, mm-hmm. but they're.
They've got range.
I wouldn't call them a mellow band.
Just from that little bit I heard, I say mellow, but now I think about the key it was in and the way it was progressing. It was mellow with a sense of tension. There's a little bit of tension in there. Like it's
tension breaks in that song. Really well.
I give you that 100%.
Yeah.
And if you like Alt-J, then the other thing is to maybe look at Django Django.
Okay.
Is that a band that's
equal as far as when they started or their prolificness. Or
and
whatever.
are the goddamn kids today listening to it?
The goddamn those fuckers on my lawn.
Yeah,
those fuckers on my lawn are.
They listen to what is it called again? Django Django.
Django Django and Alt-J, and then they just flip me off, and I'm like, get the fuck off my lawn.
Wait, this isn't it, right?
It occurs to me. Oh, what do we got? Django Django.
Oh no, this is a guy named Mohammed sing a song called Django Django.
That's a song called Django Django.
That might be.
Well, you know what? It occurs to me that we probably have about 2 or 3 hours worth of shit to discuss tonight things to present.
Sorry, guys.
Should we?
I just wonder.
Oh, Django
Jason,
with a D.
You as the conductor of the show, where would you like to go next?
That's a good question. So I was trying to get us to talk about today's music in a positive way, and you guys touched on some things, and that's good.
What do you like?
I spoke positive about Alt-J, and then I threw up some Django Django as an idea.
No, you absolutely did.
I want to make sure I'm not pissing anybody off.
I would like
to be invited back eventually.
No, you're totally cool. Right now, you are a big pair of healthy breasts. Right, so you're welcome.
that means he likes your performances so far, your contributions.
Yeah.
What do you like from today's playlist?
Nothing. I barely ever listen to the radio. Not because I'm a hipster. I mean, I am, but not because that's not why though. It's just I very rarely am in my car, and when I'm at home, I listen to Pandora and stuff that I like. The only song I ever listen to against my will is stuff that my son wants to play, and mostly it's Disney soundtracks. Which are getting better. Actually, I'll talk about it later, but there's some stuff that is... Some of the Disney soundtracks are starting to grow on me. Like, I'm starting to recognize their
Baby
value.
Shark?
Okay, that one... Well, no, I don't like Baby Shark, but I do like Casper Baby Pants, and I like Lori Berkner and Charlie Hope, and... there's some others.
If you can't get into some of the kid music, you're going to be screwed because you got a kid.
Exactly.
Listening to kid music, you got to try and appreciate some of it. Some of it's genuinely good, though,
I mean, you got to love Charlie Waffles, right?
I'm not familiar with Charlie Waffles, but
it's a 2.5 Men reference.
Okay.
Oh, Charlie Waffles. Yeah. Charlie Sheen was a child's musician.
Okay. Ooh. I didn't know that. I do pay him back, my little kid. He says, let's listen to this song for the 4 millionth time. And then later on, I will put on like a Pandora station that's keyed off of Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. So it's a lot of mid-60s to mid-70s, you know, rock. Or I'll make him listen into, I can't remember their name, some of that. That white boy funk music from England.
You're talking about like, I'm thinking about it too. Like
grand,
play that funky music.
No, not 70s stuff. The stuff from now. The I can't remember what they're called. Anyway, that kind of thing. I'll make him listen to it. And he this is true.
You better figure this out because I want to know.
Well, I'll look it up.
This is your son?
He's three. He'll be four in a few months.
He's three. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. They grow up fast, don't they?
He has. When I played him. Is he drinking? He's close. When I played him Rage Against the Machine, he bobbed his head for a good half of the song before he realized it wasn't what he wanted to hear. So he's got that going for him.
Well, yeah. Jason, remind me, who is that? It's kid music, but it's the guy from the Presidents of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Did you already mention his?
Yeah, that's Casper Baby Pants. Yeah, yeah.
Casper Baby Pants. That's him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think I heard about this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And yeah, PUSA.
Yeah.
PUSA.
Who are from Seattle, Busa. Not the one where I'm from here in Texas, but Seattle, Washington, apparently.
Right.
I'm going to look up, is it the Real Master Sounds? Is that the band I'm trying to think of? This happens a lot on the show, Deej, where I think of something, but I can't articulate what it is I'm thinking of, and Joe has to
We sit back and roll our eyes and let you think a little longer.
Well, I'm going to do a little bit of research here. We are at the 30-minute point already, so
is that already here?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's normally my cue to say that. You're kidding me.
Yeah. I'm not. The new Master Sounds, that's that white boy British funk.
Oh, bang. That's what you were trying to come up with.
Is it funk or is it soul?
It's how about funk without soul? Can I say that?
You can't.
It's soulless funk?
I'm just trying to understand, like, with the new scooter people, like, you know, they like glob onto this and like, oh, this is great. It's like, you know, I don't know.
The new scooter people, you mean like people that ride birds around?
No, the people that ride drones around, my friend.
New scooter people.
What's a drone music going to be? Is that, this is going to be helicopter songs?
No, it's going to be. Do you remember the theme song to Airwolf? It's going to be that. That's coming back.
And that sucks. I don't want to be any part of
that. Or Knight Rider. Anyway.
Oh, that's fucking funny. Sorry.
We're at the 30-minute mark. We got some pre-created stuff. I have a music trivia quiz for you, Joe. You got some clips. What do you want to do first? You want to do some of the clips and then move into some stuff?
Let's pay for the program really quick. Give me a little intro. I don't need to explain this. It speaks for itself.
Whoops. Okay, but what is it that I'm clicking on? I don't know which one it is.
It's an ad for Gibson SG.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm going to crank it. Sorry, I accidentally clicked on Courtney Love's face. And my whole computer went, what?
Are you tired of... and hungry for a little more? Then go out and buy the new Gibson SG Special 2017 HB Solid Body Electric Guitar. This balls-out machine lets you pick up the sound, feel, and style of a vintage 1970s SG. It's an axe that lets you rock a face-melting guitar solo with the greatest of ease. It's like fucking... With a slew of modern performance-focused features, the SG Special's Model 70 neck profile combines with the wider soloist neck width for a balance of old-school Gibson feel and modern playability. Panties will drop and breasts will be bared as you... You'll come in your shorts when you realize that the built-in G-Force automated tuning system basically tunes the fucking guitar for you. The Face Melt G-Force Auto System makes it easy to experiment with the alternate tunings and allows for ultra-fast tune-ups between songs. No more... and embarrassing... Melt the faces off the skulls of your family and friends with the patented Plec Pro Mega Facial Angus Fiber Hendrix Turbo Ravon Dick Hardening Poly Ejaculate Technology. Ensuring precise intonation, stuck pig-like squealing, and fret fingerboard crawling like a spider on meth. And thanks to a pair of mini humbuckers, your Gibson SG Special 2017 HP delivers enough output to drive any amp and to drive any woman crazy for your throbbing Eric Johnson. Put an end to the goddamn... And get with the face melting... Gibson SG. It's like fucking...
Yeah.
Does it end?
Hey, Joe? On our next...
Yeah, what's up?
On our next music episode... Mm-hmm. I'm serious as a heart attack here. I'm serious as a stroke and Bob here. Mm-hmm. You got to do an ad for the American Acoustasonic Telecaster by Fender, okay?
Okay.
It's a new guitar. It's called the American Acoustasonic Telecaster. It's an electric acoustic guitar. And I'm not lying. That's exactly what it is. And when you're... That's what it's called. It's, okay. It's an electric acoustic guitar. And when I hear the Gibson SG, which is one of my favorite ads of all time, because it's fucking... Which is great. I really think you can do justice to the American Acoustasonic Telecaster, the electric acoustic guitar by Fender. So write that down, the American Acoustasonic Telecaster by Fender. I'm jumping all over you out here.
No, that's good. We'll have it.
Here's
will be
a pen and
sponsor.
Paper, Joe.
Will be our sponsor. I don't need to write it down because I'm going to listen to this fucking show again. I'll write it down later.
There you go. Perfect. A segue into more stuff, I did want to ask you guys this question. I mean, the electric guitar is, I think, the symbol for rock and roll specifically. I'm on more the hard rock side, but if you had to choose, like, singing, guitar playing the drums, or something else, where would your passion, like, Genie pops up and says, you're now as good as anyone. Which way would you go? Joe, I know you already play instruments. Deej, I don't know if you do, but I don't. So what do you guys think? What drops your panties? Is it the guitar player, the bass, the drummer? What's the...
I wish that I could be... I think I'm a decent drummer, but if I could just snap my fingers and be super fucking badass, like world class at something, I would like to be able to play the drums. Or the jazz flute. Like Ron Burgundy style, shooting flame out of my ass, out of the flute.
You could get Christina Applegate pre mastectomy. I mean, that's pretty great, right?
You
wooed her, didn't you, brother?
I am a big fan of Jethro Tull, and I like the flute playing. So, Joe, if you were able to do that, I would call you Joe Throw Tull. Jethro Joel.
Well, that's another reason why I really love Ian Anderson. I would love to be able to play flute like that, because then he throws in little grunts. And
he does.
Love that.
Yeah.
It's because he's stroking out every once in a while in there.
Talk about old
strokes. So hardcore they're
minor. They're minor. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Deej, where will you go? What's your instrument of choice?
I played keyboard a little bit by ear in high school in a band, which we can get into that another time. I like percussion, so drums is part of that.
If you wave the magic wand, could just be super badass, that's where you go.
Yeah, it's percussion, man. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because there was a time when I thought that, drumming was just drumming, right? And if you're the best in the world, then you are every other drummer combined, right? But then I started really, really, really paying attention. And as much as Joe and I have talked about this on the show a billion times, I think Danny Carey from Tool is not really a human being. He's an alien that came to Earth to drum.
He's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's a really great point, Jay. But I immediately want to go to Neil Peart.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Then I started listening to other drummers and realized, it's not about proficiency or even being the best so much as there's a really good drummer. You can tell I'm listening to, like, when you hear a guitar player, they're going through all these different, like, pedals and shit. You're like, okay, I know that sound, right? That's like the guitar player for Queen, right? Like the guitar his dad made out of an old barn door or whatever the fuck it was. You can tell.
Can identify him.
Yeah, and the same with good drummers like Neil Peart or John Bonham or Ginger Baker. No, he was Ginger Baker. Yeah, and all those guys, right?
You're right.
Ginger Baker's a great drummer, man.
Yeah,
well, and he was. I think maybe he passed away. Anyway.
Yeah, and you can tell, Cream. And so.
Yeah.
Cream, right?
Yeah, and so.
Not Prince's Cream, the band Cream.
Band Cream, yeah. Not with Eric Clapton. Cream.
That's a shitty Prince song. But we cut you off, Jason. What were you saying?
No, it's okay. No, I was just saying, I still haven't decided. I mean, every day it's different. Some days I'm like, oh, I got to be a drummer, and then the other days like, oh no, I want to be able to pick up a guitar and just go for it. And then those other days like, you know, playing a keyboard would be pretty tight. And then there's definitely days where it's like, but the singer is the one who gets the hottest chick in the band. I mean, in the band, the singer's the one who gets the hottest chick in the audience. I don't know. Anyway,
you really can't narrow it down.
I can't. There's
you would
even
like
days
to be a multi instrumentalist and a wonderful vocalist and get all the tang possible. Yeah.
Or let's strip it down. If you're in Duran Duran, which guy are you in Duran Duran? Or if you're in Queen, which guy are you in Queen?
I mean, I dated a girl who before we dated was just in love with Duran Duran. So whoever she liked the best, I'd have to call her up and say, hey, remember when you were 14 and in Duran Duran? Which one did you like the most? And as for Queen, I got to be the singer. That guy was amazing. Freddie. I got to be Freddie.
But you're not pansexual enough to be Freddie Mercury.
When he sang, he was not sexual. I mean,
we were all having sex with Freddie Mercury.
He was beyond sex when he was singing.
Yeah. We were all pansexual when Freddie Mercury sang. That might be the name of tonight's show. I'm not sure. Okay, let's keep on trucking here. Let me check the.
What do we do? Should we do a trivia game?
Let's do a trivia game. Yeah, I don't have a music intro, so I'll just fake one. Here, how about this one? Welcome, everybody, to the Impossibly Stupid Music Trivia Game. I'm your host, Jason Mark, and our contestants today from sunny... Where the hell he's from? It's DJ.
Poway. I'm from Poway.
Poway, California.
I'm from Poway. Yes, and our defending champion, he's won over $5 billion. It's Joseph Neal from Davenport, Iowa.
That's right.
And Jeopardy.
Yeah. So before we get started, just a couple things. This game is one that I invented yesterday. However... I found that there might be another podcast that does something similar. I'm not sure, but there is a podcast called Coverville, and it's hosted by a really, really awesome podcast guy named Brian Ibbett. And if you haven't listened to Coverville, you should. Now, I say that, never having listened to an episode, but my reasoning for that is because influenced by their game, which is called Guess the Connection. Okay?
Guess the Connection.
But
here's the thing, though, yeah. Jay, everything we're doing is simply just another iteration of something that's been done, right?
That's always the case, yes.
Right. So, yay! I'm excited. Let's do this.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do this. And I have heard Brian Ibbett on another podcast he does called The Morning Stream, and Brian is a great guy. And if for whatever reason you want to listen to a good podcast, you should listen to The Morning Stream, which is daily, or listen to Coverville, which I think is also daily, where he plays cover songs and he's very music knowledgeable. And I did not steal this idea from him, if in fact it's the same. Here we go. I'm going to, Joe, and...
Jason, in the tradition of sloppy podcasting, my computer is going to run out of batteries and I have to plug it in. How should we handle this? Can you hit pause?
I'll just keep recording until you're dead. So why don't you just go plug it in and I'll just keep... Yeah, I'll hit pause. I'm not going to hit pause, but I'll let you edit out the space if it takes too long.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So he's plugging it in. Does that mean you guys aren't even like here anymore? I guess not.
I'm still here.
You have to use Skype.
But I kind of got to pee.
Oh, okay.
Which also reminds me, by the way, it's the 75th anniversary of D-Day?
It is, yeah.
So we probably should. I'm sure there's no one that old listening to us.
No.
But I would like to express my appreciation for those people who got off those freaking weird boats and ran into death.
Yeah. Tell you what. It's
but
D-Day.
Now I'm bringing it down, am I?
No, no. It's D-Day and you're DJ. So why don't you go take a pee break and I'll create a rap.
I'm going to do that real quick.
Yeah.
I think Joe's going to be right back.
I'm more than capable of filling the space with just random stuff. Like
That's what Joe has told me.
Yeah. So you go do that, and I'll just...
He's almost back, and, dude, this is awesome.
I'll tell some anecdotes. So, like, today, for example... No one here listening to me. That's totally fine. Today I was I was listening to the Pandora, and I had that desert rock. What do you call it? Desert rock or stoner rock going on. And the song by Earthless came on, which is one of my favorite bands, probably my favorite band. And the song was a live version of one of the other songs, and it started to play. But then I had to go do stuff. Right, I was a little bit sad. I mean, I could have hit pause, but I didn't bother because I'm lazy. So I went and did some stuff, and that stuff included I did some eating, like of the dinner type food, and then I also helped I put my kid to bed by myself, because that's what I do, and we sing songs. We sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, we sing I sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and the ABCs and Baba Black Sheep and two other songs that are based off of those songs, because they all sound the same. And then I got back down to the office here where I do the podcast, and the same freaking song was still playing. The same song by Earthless was still playing. It was 45 minutes long, this one song. And I almost had to go change my shorts, because to me that is the best thing. The longer... Oh, is there somebody there? Her breathing.
Yeah, actually, I've been here for a while. I didn't know where to jump back in. I've plugged my computer in.
Okay, we're
very
good.
Sorry about the interruption.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
Now we've got Handsome Deej out taking a pee, I think. Yeah.
That's all right.
See, if I have to chop this weirdness out, that's fine.
Yeah, but I'm probably not going to let you. So it's cool. I just love hearing the sound of my own voice. We could sing a song together. When it's cold outside, you want to sing that song?
When it's cold outside,
she don't wear no coat.
I've got the month of May.
No, it's like this. When it's cold outside, she don't wear no coat. She says her daddy's arms keep her warm. That's the first line. And then the second line goes, but he's been dead for about 10 years now, an unloaded 44. See?
What song is that?
I made it up. It's a country song that I just made up.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, come on, baby, take a walk with me and tell me, who do you put up with? Dang. Who do you tolerate?
I like that. We really like music a lot, and it's in us every day. I like – do you do that too? I mean, just singing random songs, like driving down the road, and you're like, there's a McDonald's. I would never eat there unless I was hungry, which is right now. You know, that kind of thing. Just sing.
I do that all the time. I'm actually near the end of the show. I want to get into that a little bit more.
Okay.
But you know what? The tension has built to a fever pitch.
Yeah.
And now – we will now play the impossibly stupid trivia game, because I've got Handsome Deej.
Okay, so I'm going to say two things, and you're going to say how those two things are connected through music. Kind of like 6 degrees of separation, but way, way, way stupider. Okay? I'm going to start off with a softball, and that way if you don't get it, I explain it to you. If you do get it, then you're right on the course and we'll go. Okay. And there's two of you. You can like either confer and like work together, or you can be in competition. I don't care. Don't give up. Do whatever you want.
Competition. Whoever says it first.
Yeah. You like buzz in or something. You're like, oh, I know what it is. You say, you know, buzz or whatever. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Here's the first one. Barracuda and Bonnie.
Art.
Barracuda and Bonnie. Go. What's the Heart. Connection?
Heart. Barracuda and Bonnie.
Yeah.
I'm going with the band Heart.
Okay, so Heart, but keep going. How do you get from Heart to Bonnie?
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, that sounded creepy. I can do that. I mean, you can hire me on for this. But.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I should set a timer.
Barracuda is connected to Heart. Heart is somehow connected to Bonnie.
Yeah.
And I got fucking nothing here.
Bonnie, don't do that.
Okay.
If we hem and haw too much, tell us the answer.
I'm just going to go.
Seriously.
Okay, here we go. The answer is, and this is an easy one. You're right. Barracuda's song by Heart. And, of course, there was a song called Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. So that's the connection.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JB,
JB's got
in the back, and JB's in the back. She's like monitoring us to make sure we don't beat up one another.
Okay.
Okay, here's, man.
Anyway, right. Good. Here, that was good. That was
okay,
good.
Here's the next one. You ready?
Cool. I get it now, though.
You get
now
it now.
I know.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I know.
I should have given an example up front, but I'm still.
No. It's fine. Okay. You got this, dude.
Here's the next one. You ready? Albuquerque and Airplane. Albuquerque and Airplane.
So Albuquerque. So you know the Shins from Albuquerque.
Nope. I'm just going to cut you off there.
Was Breaking Bad in
nope.
Albuquerque?
Uh-uh. I'm just going to keep being an asshole and cut you off because we're
damn it
because the time thing.
Okay. Well, what is it?
Okay. So Weird Al did a song called Albuquerque, right? And Weird Al also did the soundtrack, or he did a song for the movie Spy Hard, which starred Leslie Nielsen, who, of course, was in the movie Airplane. So that's the connection right there.
This is deep.
This is deep and next to possible. This one will be, I think, a little bit easier.
Jay, you're going way the fucking off the rails.
I am. Way the fuck. Oh, wait. Just you wait. Here's the next one. Ready? This one will be easy. Miley and Murphy.
Miley Cyrus and Murphy Brown?
Well, what's the connection? I mean, no, but...
Now, are we talking about sitcom stars and
no.
people that we hate?
Hey, well, there you go. Know. I'm going to give you that one. That's not the answer I was looking for, but you went...
Miley and Murphy.
It's got to be Miley Cyrus, right?
It is. It's Miley Cyrus. Yeah, keep going.
Miley Cyrus?
Well, then something... Miley Cyrus Murphy. Are we doing that thing again?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus Murphy.
No.
Something like that. All
right,
that.
Here it is. In the interest of time. Miley Cyrus, of course, did that song Party in the USA. And there's another song.
There's a party in the USA I don't know about.
That's the name of her song.
Miley Cyrus song, and then
and,
what?
And there's another song called My Girl Likes to Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. So that's the connection.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed at how badly I suck at this.
No.
My girl likes to party all the time.
And Joe, you don't suck at this.
This took me
hours to come up with, and if I like gave you a day, I like wrote this down on a piece of paper. I come back tomorrow, you could probably come up with.
I gotta at least get one.
Okay, here's the next one. You got this one. You ready? Smash Mouth and Surf.
Okay.
You're an all star, right? That's like that's a cliche version of something. There's also something on the sun thing.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
You're an all star. Surf.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Yeah, go. Keep
and
going.
Then,
you got it.
Walking on the sun.
Who else is walking
How's
on
that
the sun?
Connected to surf.
Who else is walking on the sun? Who else is walking on sunshine?
Walking on sunshine.
Oh. Yeah. My God, dude. So no. Hold on. We can do this. We can do this quickly.
I don't know if we can.
Hold on. No. So who'd you go with? You went with Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're past that.
Walking on sunshine is
who else is walking
it's
on
a
the
girl,
sun?
It's a woman's name.
Yeah. Starts with a K. You're so close.
Katrina in the Waves.
And Waves.
Katrina in the Waves.
Yeah, and Waves is surf.
It's surfing.
It's
surf. So yeah, ding, 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 ding. You guys got that one. All right. Here, let's
oh, my God.
I don't feel very good about that.
All right. This next one is inspired by my son. That's a hint. Here you go. Hamilton and Hawaii.
Okay. Hamilton and Hawaii.
Yeah, Hamilton and Hawaii.
All right.
Hamilton.
No, I feel like we're going in the golf voices. So he thinks he might have Hamilton.
Hamilton?
But I'm not sure about Hawaii.
Man, I've got nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Fucking embarrassing.
All right. Do you want me to tell you? I'm just going to plow through.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
of course.
Dude, tell
Hamilton
us, I don't have anything
is a musical that was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, right? Everyone knows this.
Oh, we know that.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, yeah.
He also did the soundtrack for Moana.
He did.
Yeah.
There we go.
Which had
I did not know that.
Yeah,
there
which has
is.
A character in it named Maui, and
but
Maui's an island in Hawaii.
But it's not Moana. It's Moana.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's one of those things that my son listens to constantly. All right.
Well, look, we're not very good at this game, but I am learning interesting, weird
interesting bullshit.
Things.
Okay. Here's
that
two
is,
more.
It seems a puzzle that if I were any good at it, I would enjoy.
Well, maybe I could turn it into a thing. Here's the next one. This one's really obscure. It's Munchkin and Mars.
Munchkin and Mars.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild. Am I on the right track?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Munchkin Land.
And then Mars is Mars.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
Mars
okay.
Volta. Okay.
Mars Volta.
No.
Bruno Mars. It's gotta be Bruno Mars.
No, Bruno Mars.
I
it is.
It has something to do with David Bowie.
No, it's Bruno Mars. You gotta get to Bruno. How do you get to Bruno Mars? Do it, guys. Come on. You got this.
It's Bruno.
Yeah.
Let's think this through. Yeah. So I think he's leading us on as Bruno Mars.
Our only hope is to team up, DJ.
Yeah. Well, no, Star Wars.
Nope. Nope, different.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is our only hope. Yeah. So
there is a movie involved.
Over the Rainbow.
Nope. There is a movie involved. I'll give you a hint. It had Rutger Hauer in it.
Fuck that guy.
All right, I'm just going to tell you because we're running out of time.
Blade Runner.
Okay, no. So
he took a finger from somebody at some point.
Munchkins were in The Wizard of Oz, right? And if you you know that popularly, it's known that you can line up Dark Side of the Moon with Wizard of Oz, the album by Pink Floyd. Now, Alan Parsons was the producer of that album, and he actually did the soundtrack for the movie Lady Hawk, starring Rutger Hauer. And Michelle Pfeiffer, Michelle Pfeiffer being the woman that's mentioned in Bruno Mars's.
And Matthew Broderick.
And Matthew Broderick, yeah.
Lady Hawk?
No, dude, you missed it. He broke it all the way down. And there's no fucking way I would have ever
gotten
it.
There's no way. No.
So you got it, right?
Yeah. Well, what's the name of this? Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars says this is for that Michelle Pfeiffer, who's in Lady Hawk.
Michelle Pfeiffer's in
Lady Hawk, who. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Here's the last one.
She was really great in Godfather.
She was.
No, it was Scarface.
Yeah, and in Married the Mob.
All right, so we got one more?
This is it. This is the last one. Now, this one is a twofer. I mean, you can go in different directions if you want. It's fine. Here you go. Ready?
How much do I need to wage on this?
All of your winnings so far.
All of it.
And I'm going all in on this.
Go all in. Okay, here we go. Ready? Paradise and Pussy and or Pony. Paradise and Pussy and or Pony.
I shouldn't have gone all in on this.
You shouldn't have. No, because there's no
Paradise,
way.
Paradise. That's going to be Guns N' Roses, right?
Nope. I like where you're going, but nah.
No.
Paradise
and Pussy.
Paradise
and
City.
Or
Paradise City.
No.
No.
No. You need to go back in time. You two. You get earlier.
Welcome to Paradise by the punk, sort of punk band, if you want to call it.
Not Green Day.
Is it Paradise?
Green Day. Welcome to Paradise.
No, wave back further. We're in the 70s.
You're talking 70s. Wait, did you say the 60s?
70s.
I was thinking of Phil Collins.
No, 70s. Come on.
God damn it.
Phil Collins, that's pretty funny.
Mm. Yeah. No.
All right, we suck again.
All right, here it goes.
I don't know, man. I feel like I hear all this stuff when I'm working out there and you know, fixing all these pools and ponds and stuff. But this doesn't seem to be coming together.
All right,
very well.
So who did Paradise Theater?
Styx.
That's right. Who's the lead guitarist in Styx?
Ah, fuck, I don't know.
Oh, that's
Tommy Shaw.
Oh, God damn it. I know this, but...
Tommy Shaw.
Yes.
Tommy Shaw. What super group was Tommy Shaw in?
Whistling that in my ear that you don't really have to hear, but...
That's right.
Thank you.
What super group was Tommy Shaw in? Super group? Tommy Shaw?
Damn Yankees.
Oh, Damn Yankees. Yeah. That's right.
Good job, Joe.
Who else was in Damn Yankees?
Ted Nugent.
What was his song about fever?
It's stupid.
What's his song about fever?
It's Cat Scratch Fever.
What's
Pussy.
Another?
Boom.
Oh. However, you could have gone a different direction if you want to get
You're
to Pony.
You're convoluting it. You're convoluting it.
Do you want to go to Pony instead of going, you go Tommy Shaw, Damn Yankees. Now, Damn Yankees was a musical that was based on the story of Faust. And Faust is the last name of Lauren Faust, who did animation for My Little Pony. So you could have gone that way.
Jesus, you could have gone either way. Christ.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a water heater.
This is impossibly stupid music trivia. Okay, Joe, we just got a few minutes left. I know we got to do clip 120 and a dirty song montage. So which do you want to do first?
All right, well, here's the thing. You know that I've explained that I have some sort of Tourette's syndrome. You were talking about it a little bit earlier when, you know, I just can't help but just sing stupid songs to myself, like when I'm driving or when I'm cooking.
Joe likes to sing stupid songs. He likes. like that.
Yeah. Well, I was listening today to a podcast with Dax Shepard. Shepard has armchair expert, I think. And he explained that he has the same problem. And I put it in a clip. Let's listen to Dax Shepard talk about it really quick.
Okay. Here we go.
Clip 120.
Well, like, so I find myself, this drives my wife crazy, is I find myself singing the same song almost all day long around the house, and I'm switching out many of the lyrics for cock and balls or shaft and bungs, and I just go through the same song, and I basically either can't stop doing it or I'm not even aware that I'm doing it. It's almost, you know, I would
do one.
I associate it with a tick. Well, like, you know that song, This Christmas, it's an R&B Christmas song, but it goes do 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 do. I suck my dick, work my back, suck my chap. Do 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 do. I squeeze my bones, stick them on nuts, grab their balls. Do 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 do. And I can just get stuck on that thing, and I try to think of new words for squeeze the head, pinch the balls, squeeze the shaft.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And I. Right, so that I talk about that all the time, so I feel like I've got a kindred spirit in Dax Shepard. Now,
he's also married to Kristen Bell, and that's my kindred spirit because she's my top. If Kristen Bell and Katy Perry came to my house on little Girl Scout cookies, I would be like fat. I don't know what that means,
check this out.
They don't go to Texas.
Okay, God damn it! Listen to this. There is evidence that I have this problem where I'm replacing all sorts of lyrics with nasty shit, and I thought I'd make a montage to kind of exemplify that. It's called the Dirty Songtage. Listen up, guys.
I'd love to hear it.
Butt rings are made of dicks, humping your mom with my ding-a-ling. Hanna, butt rings your mom.
Oh, fuck.
Slides in her bum, then I come on your mom's pajamas. I've got a fat cock. Is it fat enough to scare you away? There has been no circumcision. A donkey dog is a doodah day. With my cock in your hand and my balls in your mouth. My balls in your mouth. Can't see my dick through my belly and tits. Unzip my fly. Masturbate my big wang.
Jesus.
Swallow me whole, then masturbate me again.
Call 911.
My evil plan has just begun.
I just wanna fucking go
my
home.
My ding dong just fell out of
get
my
your
robe.
Your mitts off my tail.
Baby, it's Cosby time.
Little diddly about chatting my pants. Lost control of my asshole, and I'm a grown man.
I tie my shoes, my eyeballs bulge out. I puke in my mouth, cause I can't bend over.
Anal sex, you mama right, every Tuesday night.
My cock will fuck your mom's butthole. Let me butt ream your mother, cause I'm about to fuck your mom.
Your mama's boobs, her fat balloons look like full moons, and in between them is my dick. Fuck your mama's tits. And now I stuff my penis in your butt crack, ack, 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 ack. You are a whore right now.
She's only 17. I'm 38. Throw me in fucking jail.
So remember when you were slobbing on my cock? Dick so fat and you choked on my dog. Titties nice swaying back and forth, and your lips felt nice wrapped around my bone.
Here comes Santa Claus, right upon Mrs. Claus' face. Big tits swinging, Santa cock's bringing all the pussy pounding pain. Splooges flinging from his ding-a-ling, and he'll keep going all night. Bitches are flocking to his cocking, cause Santa Claus fucks just right.
Thought it's gonna be, big wet fart. That fart turned into a shark, dripped down my balls.
I'll bust a load straight up her nose, squeezing her globes, groping with my filthy mitts. Fuck your mama's tits.
Hey, I got cats.
I wanna show you my dick.
Hang in there, it's almost over.
I want you to blow me. Slather your slobber on my nutsack, drool on my chode right now. Come, they told me just to fuck in your bum.
Jesus.
Baby, it's Cosby time.
I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom. I fucked your mom. Fuck your mama's shit.
Oh, jeez, I'm exhausted. Show's over, gentlemen. Joe, you should be proud of that. You should be proud of that, and you should do more. You know what we need to do, Joe?
What's that?
We need to get our audience big enough, our listenership, so that we can issue a challenge. It's like, can you give us a song that Joe can't obscenitize?
Ah! Good luck with that one.
The obscenitized song challenge.
It's like, you know, how about you try to obscenitize Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull? The whole 42 minutes. Can you do that?
You just laid it up there.
Yeah. Or, I don't know.
I feel inspired suddenly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thick as my dick.
Thick as my dick.
You might want to challenge him with Baby Shark.
There you go. Baby Shark.
Oh, shit. It's right out there, too. It's like baby fuck.
No, it'll be about your son, Baby Shark.
It'd be Baby Shark, yeah. Grandma Shark.
Maybe more creative, perhaps.
Maybe. Nah.
Hey, this has been fun, guys. Thanks.
This has been a lot of fun, as usual, with these music episodes.
Other music stuff.
No. We just barely scraped it. We might do it again. I don't know. Or not. Father's Day is coming up. We probably should talk about that. I don't know. My dad was heavily... We should have talked about that. Next week, we're going to talk about how our dads influenced our music choices. My dad loved Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull and a few other bands, and I like those bands now, too. So, kudos to Dad.
My dad was a big fan of Charlie Pride, the Beach Boys, and Barry Manilow.
Okay.
So weird.
No, I like that.
I mean, it's great, but yeah. Whatever.
Copacabana.
Right.
So we had lists of songs to talk about. It was kind of foolish. I mean, we didn't even get started with a whole thing. Could be like a whole other hour and a half.
Yeah,
or two hours.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the music that DJ sent. I'm going to take the songs that I threw up there. Joe, you just send me a list. I'll create a gigantic fucked up, like, why are these songs in the same playlist? I'll post it on justbecauses.net under show 120. Cool. And if somebody who's listening says, I want to listen to what these fuckers listen to, you can go to that. If you want.
Our listener wants to listen to the music that we listen to, then they can listen to the very listenable playlist.
Yeah.
All the dozens of those people, they will find it, right?
Dozens? Wow. Do we get dozens?
as far as we understand, only one person listens at a time.
That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's out of time, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, good night.
Joe, do you... any last musical thoughts? Do you want to sing a few bars of what's that song? Inagata De Vida?
Well, can I ask you? We're trying to get out of here, but
no, you're fine.
Can you play a clip of just a little bit of what struck you most by that stupid song list that was sent to you?
What struck me most? Yeah.
Was it Wolf Alice?
I don't think I got that far. Let's see, because I just got it.
I don't want to hang you up.
I really like the way Tune Yards. I like the way they created that song, Power. That was really good.
Tune Yards is pretty freaking awesome, dude.
I've never even heard of Wolf Alice.
Alice.
But you know Tune Yards?
Tune Yards sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you a song.
Wolf Alice was when I was talking to you guys before we recorded, so I didn't get to hear much.
Yeah, I thought you were listening to it.
Yeah, I heard it.
I very much like Hole. I didn't get to the Bengals one. The Motels, they're iconic.
Hole.
the David Byrne one, that St. Vincent, thank you for that, because
that's amazing, right?
Her voice is otherworldly.
I have to give JB, props on that. She helped me with it a little bit. We all like the same stuff. Yeah. But yeah, that St. Vincent featuring David Byrne is
with David Byrne in it is good.
Yeah. Of course, right?
That song you sent over by Bow Wow Wow, C30, C60, C90 Go, I liked how it sounded exactly like I Want Candy and completely different from I Want Candy. It was great how it was both. Like, it started off with the drums.
100%. I was overlooked because of that. And the crazy thing about that is that, this is maybe saved for another episode.
No, go for it. You got
the bass player and the drummer, those guys moved on and went in different places. Like, Elastica picked up the bass player.
Yeah, hey,
all like, right. Well, no, they went to Adam and the Ants. You know this. When I say you know this, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. What I'm saying is, your ear can hear how that picks up and moves on to other bands.
Yeah.
Anyway,
show's over.
Holy shit! Are we done?
Yeah. Shout something so I can hit.
Sorry,
stop.
Guys.
No,
okay.
You're totally
fine. I'm gonna yell something. Oh, I've got it. Thick as my dick.